On this Sunday morning in July, a group of knitters is tailgating at a downtown bar for an event called the Stitch and Pitch.
Okay, well, actually, we're in a nightclub. We're the second floor of the Ugly Mug. I can see the stripper pole.
The event's impresario is Stephen Berg. Stephen owns two fiber studios, the Yarn Garage in Rosemont and Stephen B's in Minneapolis.
Hence the Stephen B, all things you can be, want to be, and have never allowed yourself to be.
Stitch and Pitch is a national event sponsored by the National Needle Arts Association. Stephen was a local point person for this year's event.
Everybody brought their knitting, most people did, even though it's beastly hot.
Outside, it's 98 degrees. Inside, about 30 knitters lounge with their needles on their laps or clicking away in their hands.
We have a couple sitting right over here. She's knitting, and he's learning how to crochet a dish rag.
The couple, Kirsten and Jacob St. Paul, are both Twins fans. This is Kirsten's first Stitch and Pitch, so she's an old hand at the Knit and Purl.
Because I even bring my knitting to movie theaters and do it in the dark, and people think I'm crazy, but I have to like have something going or doing something, not just sit there and just watch.
Kirsten didn't want Jake to sit idle either.
I said he had to knit or crochet to come to the game.
Tim Schmidt works at Stephen B's. He says about 7 area knit stores are involved in today's Stitch and Pitch event.
Three Kittens, Bella Alana, Stephen B, Yarn Garage, Yarnology, and Amazing Threads, Rocking Horse Farms. So there's a number of them around the cities and even farther north, too, that are getting involved and we're trying to get bigger.
Tim says he expects about 250 knitters at today's game.
How long have you liked baseball?
Since I was born. I've been watching baseball since I was little. At the same time, yeah, I've been knitting since I was little, too, about 5 years old for both.
Stephen Berg wouldn't know a Twins player if one were seated on his lap. But dressed in a sweater he knit out of Twins shoelaces, he does know how to put on a show.
I didn't bring my pom-poms this year. Last year I brought red and white pom-poms, but I didn't know that there weren't cheerleaders in a baseball game.
So what do you think the fans will think when they see you guys with the wool on your laps knitting away?
Well, especially today, they're going to go, "Are you nuts?"
The Stitch and Pitch seats are mercifully in the shade at $25 a pop. Lynn Kettleson of Minneapolis is fanning herself in the stands.
We have a group of six here. We're passing along a cotton washcloth, so we each just have a little bit to knit and don't get too warm holding it in our laps.
Why do you think knitting and baseball go together?
I have no idea. I suppose you're sitting and you can watch the game, but you can still be part of the crowd. You're not just, you can watch from home, but it's much more fun to be here at the game.
Lynn's friend, Sheila Tungsvik of Minnetonka, is just learning to knit.
This was a bad row.
But just like baseball, you can make that, you know, a bad inning, a bad row, you can make it up the next one.
You can always redo, too. You can't do that in baseball.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the first visit to the Twins ballpark for Annie Chen.
Would you have come without your knitting?
Maybe, but less likely. Definitely less likely.
What are you working on?
I'm making a shawl. It's large and kind of awkward looking right now, but no, I have spinning with me actually, but it's so sticky out that the fiber is just getting on my hands everywhere.
Yeah. Are you a baseball fan?
A little bit. It's the sport I like the most, but I don't really like sports. I guess I'm here, so yes.
Sitting next to Annie is Susan Roberts, here from Mankato.
Do you think baseball and knitting have anything in common?
You could probably drop the ball on both of them. I don't know.
Someone can mistake these for bats.
Yeah, what size are those?
36.
That's about the diameter of the neck of an ice-cold Grain Belt beer. On my way to get one, I run into pattern designer Sid Hanscom. She's sporting one of her creations.
It is a knitted baseball cap that I designed myself.
And what's on your hat?
The Twins Club logo on the front and the Harmon Killebrew number on the back. There's a lot of people liking it. I have a feeling it'll be a big seller for me.
Might be time for the Twins to get into the hand-knit business. For KFAI, I'm Diane Richard.